for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, April the 2nd, 1994. Spring Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Saturday evening service of April the 2nd, 1994. Spring Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
And in conventions like this, we need to teach the Word.
Amen.
Praise God. And I believe the Word's going forth in this meeting, don't you? Well, thank God for it. And I appreciate Glenn and Irma. I tell you, they paid a price to come here and start this work.
Amen?
And you know, this is a great responsibility who you bring in here to share. And I appreciate many of the ministers I've met here in this building. You know, and Glenn said one time, we may not always agree on every point, but I think the major things we agree. We're not going to agree on every little thing. How many know the best thing to do is keep the unity of the Spirit? Don't break that unity of the Spirit. We've got to endeavor to keep that. Isn't that right? By the grace of God and help of the Lord. All right. I don't know why I said that. Somebody, I guess. And notice, they spake to Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. And it says, Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. That's the blowing of trumpets. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning till midnight, before the men and the women. I want you to notice that. And those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. So first of all, they come together as one man. How many know we're one man, one bread in the Lord? They come here by the water gate, the washing of the Word of God, it would speak to us. And the Word of God is being put back in its rightful place. And they have ears that are attentive to hear what God is saying to the people. Can you hear that? Now look in verse 5. Notice they reverenced the Lord here in verse 5. And when Ezra began to read in the book of the law, or the Word of God rather, notice, when he opened up, all the people stood up. They reverenced God.
Amen.
And every one of them did it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Unity.
Yes, sir. Unity. Now, look in verse 6. We see Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And I want to stop right here. Somebody's got elbow problems. Stand to your feet right now. Hallelujah. Those that have elbow problems in the elbow, stand up. Father, right now, the mighty name of Jesus, I just ask you to touch Lyle tonight in Jesus' name, and I ask you to heal him and deliver him in Jesus' name. There's another one here. Somebody else. You have it's your right arm, isn't it? Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I just ask you to heal our brother and deliver him from this elbow problem now in Jesus' name. Somebody said, amen. Okay, what verse was he in? Verse 6. I want you to notice, it says here, and all the people answered, amen, amen, with lifting up of their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. This is worship. How many know worship's coming back into the church?
Amen.
Hallelujah. With the lifting up of the hands.
Amen.
In the Feast of Tabernacles. Then we look on down. Look on down to verses, 10. Look in 10. Praise God. Actually, verse 7. These different ones, the people stood in their place. 7 and 8, these different ones he names, which I won't name. In verse 8, they read out of the book of God, and notice distinctly, and they gave sense and caused understanding, hallelujah, to the people's ears, what they read. So God gave much understanding. You know what, brethren? There's more light coming to the church now than ever. The Scriptures is more easily for me to understand now than when I can go back 2 or 3 more years ago. God is opening the book. God is speaking. God has really been speaking to me lately, a lot of things. And I appreciate the Holy Ghost, don't you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the Word of God is our life. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, look down with me, down to verse 10. We see here, notice, then he said, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions to them for whom nothing is prepared. How many know these tapes are going out to a lot of people where there's nothing prepared? Can you hear me? Books, tapes, whatever. For this day is holy to the Lord, neither be you sorry, for the joy of the Lord is what?
Your strength.
All right, look at verse 12. And all the people went their way to eat and drink and to send portions and to make great mirth because they understood the words that were declared unto them. Doesn't the joy of the Lord come when you understand the Word of God?
Yes.
Sure it does. But how many know you have to walk out of what you hear? Come on, it's sweet in your belly like honey. In your mouth. And then it gets to the belly. It is very bitter, isn't it? What does that mean? You got to receive the bitter with the sweet in this end time. Read chapter 10 of Revelation. That's what happened to John. He had an end time word. It was sweet to his mouth, but it was bitter in his belly. And brethren, we have to receive both the sweet and the bitter. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now look down to verse 17. Verse 15 speaks of those branches again, the pine, the olive, myrtle, and palm that we didn't see over a while ago. But look in verse 17. The latter part, and there was very great gladness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something about the Feast of Tabernacles. All the people dwelt on the same level. There was no hierarchies. Come on, big guys and little guys. They dwelt on the same level. They all had to live in booths. Amen? They all had to live in tents or tabernacles for a period of time. Praise God. They all dwelt in the land. All the walls were broken down, if I can say it. They were all pilgrims and strangers. Hallelujah. And they all decorated their booths. And there was no servile work. There was rest. And how many know we need to learn how to rest? Go to the New Testament. Go to Exodus. Give me about three more scriptures or so here. Exodus. Because we're just touching a few things. Exodus chapter 40. How many know that God filled the tabernacle with His glory?
Amen.
Solomon, when he built the tabernacle, God filled it with His glory. How many know Jesus came and He was filled with the glory? And He's raising up a people, a temple that's filled with the glory. Hallelujah. Chapter 40, we're going to see it. The glory of the latter house is going to be greater than the former.
Yes,
how many believe that?
Yes,
amen. Pentecost, as great as it was, hallelujah, will be small compared to the great Feast of Tabernacles. And the great end gathering. God's going to save as many in this end time as He can.
Yes.
He's going to pour out His power and His Spirit regardless. In the midst of the greatest tribulation, in the midst of darkness, light is going to penetrate the people of God. Amen.
Yes.
Chapter 40 of Exodus. Verse 1. Notice verse 1. I believe it is. And the Lord spake to Moses, saying, on the first day of the first month. How many know He said, I am Alpha? I mean, the first and the last. Come on. I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. This tabernacle represents the Lord Himself. It speaks of Christ. Every part of it. Hallelujah. And we know when Moses reared this tabernacle up, then we'll come on down to verses 34. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation. The glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses was not able to enter in the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, then and then only could they journey. Praise God. So that tabernacle represents the glory of the Lord. How many know in John 1, let's turn to John 1, we see that this tabernacle came and dwelt among us, didn't it? Oh, hallelujah. John chapter 1, verse 14. In the beginning, come on, was the Word? The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14 says it here. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt, or literally tabernacle, among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. How many tabernacles did Peter want to build on the top of the mountain? Three, because it was the Feast of Tabernacles. It was after 6 days. What comes after six? Another scripture said it was before eight. What's before eight?
Seven.
It was the seventh day. Hallelujah. It was the seventh month, you see. Or seventh days. Excuse me, I should say. But it was in that time of tabernacles. And Peter wanted to build three booths, three tabernacles. And God overshadowed him and said, "This is my beloved Son. Hear ye him." Hallelujah. Amen. Now, so Jesus came, and we know he dwelt among us. Praise God. He tabernacled among us. Now turn to another scripture. I want to go over to, I'm just scratching the surface here. Go over to a scripture in the New Testament. Look in 2 Corinthians. Maybe you've never seen this one. Praise the Lord. We're talking about the booths. We're talking about the tents. I mean, oh, God is going to spread a tent over us. His glory. Look in 2 Corinthians 12:9. It says this. Paul speaks. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in what?
Weakness.
Now look at this. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in mine infirmities or my weaknesses. Why? That the power of Christ may rest upon me. And that word rest literally means there to spread a tent over us. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. It means to tent, T-E-N-T, to tent upon, to abide, or to rest upon. That's the Holy Spirit. Amen? That Christ may spread his tent upon me. Hallelujah. His glory. Amen? Then go, oh, there's so much I'm just skipping over here. I got, praise the Lord. Let's just go over somewhere else. Look in Luke 1:35. And here's the other word. I can't get into the Greek words on all this tonight. Just too much. Praise God. Luke 1:35. And praise the Lord. Luke 1:35. Thank you, Jesus. Now it says, let's see, is that the one I want? 1:35. Yes, okay. I was in chapter 2. Okay, notice. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the High shall what?
Overshadow
thee." Hallelujah. He'll make his tent over thee, Mary. "Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Amen. Hallelujah. Same thing happened in Matthew 17:5, where that cloud overshadowed them. Remember that? Again, what we were talking about a while ago. On the Mount of Transfiguration. What did Isaiah 60 say? "That darkness shall cover the earth in gross darkness, but the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon you." One other scripture now. One other scripture. Turn over with me to, where is that? Praise God. You may pass it up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, no, that's all right. Turn over to Isaiah 25. Let's just look at this scripture here in closing. I was going to give you another one, but I forgot where it was. Isaiah 25. Verse 6. Oh, I know what. How many know that when they gathered all the sick into the streets in Acts 5, the shadow of Peter, as he walked down the street, that how many know that was more than just Peter's shadow? That was the glory of God. That was that power of the Holy Ghost that overshadowed Peter. And it was reaching out. Those rays were reaching out to people, and they were healed, and cripples were set free. Come on. And demonic powers were cast out. People were healed. Praise God. Here in chapter 25, verse 6. "And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marah, of wines on the lees well refined. And he shall destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all the people." How many know death's over people? "And the veil that is spread over the nations, he will swallow up death in what?
Victory.
And the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces." Hallelujah. "And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. Praise God. Praise God. One other scripture. That was the last one, but this, I've got to give you one more. Joel chapter 2, and I'm closing with this now. This is it. Got to give you this. Closing. Joel chapter 2 is the Day of Atonement. Verse 1. Blow you the trumpet where?
In Zion.
In Zion. Now look at verse 15. Blow the trumpet in Zion, but notice it adds something else. Here is atonement, Day of Atonement. Sanctify fast. Call a solemn assembly. And what's going to happen? Verse 17, the priests, the ministers of the Lord are going to weep between the porch and the altar. And let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, give not thy inheritance to reproach, if the heathen shall not rule over them. What's God going to do in verse 19? He's going to pour out he's going to send the corn, the wine, and the oil. The corn's the word, the wine's the joy, and the oil's the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And verse 23, listen to what God said. Be glad then, you children of Zion, rejoice in the Lord your God. He hath given you the former rain moderately. He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first months. That's tabernacles. Then look in verse 20, look in verse 28. And it shall come to pass when? Afterwards. After what? The fasting and the praying. That I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. Your sons and your daughters. Listen, there's coming a revival to the young people of America and to the world. I don't care. The devil may be trying to kill them all, but God is going to send a move of God among the youth. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Notice, upon the servants and handmaids in those days, I will pour out my spirit. And when's this going to happen? Look at verse 30. I will show wonders in the heavens and the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. How many of you remember those great pillars from the bombs they dropped in Japan? So in the time of great destruction, in the time of blood, fire, and pillars of smoke, God's power, God's spirit, latter rain will be poured out worldwide. Look at the verse 32, though. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Praise God. Amen. So we just test a little bit on tabernacles, not like I usually would teach it, but we said enough. Praise the Lord. David? You want to minister to anybody tonight? You got some people in your heart you want to share? Come on up, David. Let's stand. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you tonight. Praise God. Let's just praise Him a few minutes. And David, you obey the Lord. If you've got somebody here that the Lord's put on your heart or individuals, you minister to them. Father, we just thank you now. We bless you. We bless your people. We thank you for your anointing. Lord, we thank you for all the ministries that are here tonight. And Lord, in this meeting, we bless this campground. We bless your people. We thank you in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Glenn and Sister Irma, the Lord has spoken to me this, that He has heard your cries, He's heard your prayers, and He's going to provide.
Amen.
What you've been praying for.
Uh-huh.
He's going to provide that. And I saw the Lord also showed me that there was that this was going to be a refuge type city. There's going to be a refuge here. There's destruction coming, and God's going to have this place as a refuge, and there'll be many coming in. And He said to tell you that your borders and your land will expand. There's going to be expansion here. There's going to be expansion of buildings. There's going to be expansion of many things. And God will bring in the necessary helpers and even those that would eventually even take over.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, I've got to be obedient. Sister Irma, would you come up here also, please?
Hallelujah.
And if the two of you would come over here a minute, I'd just like to just pray for you.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, I thank you for this, your obedient couple.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, as even as your servant Moses, Father, they heard the word and they moved with the word.
Thank you,
not knowing what they would have to pay for it, Father God, or do in their lives. But Father, they were obedient. And because of their obedience, I thank you for the blessings now that would begin to come into their lives, even in these latter years, Father God. I thank you for a blessing in the health in their lives, Father God. I thank you, Father, to add unto their years even those things, Father God, because they have believed you, and because they have believed you, Father God, that you will bless them.
Yes.
Father God, I thank you for that they'll have strength, Father God, for these days ahead.
Yes.
And Father, that as they've led others into truth and to righteousness, that they will continue on, Father, according to your word in Jesus' name. And Father God, that you have bound them together, and they're bound together with that other cord, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ is the central part of their life. So Father, I thank you now as you have blessed them, Father God, and you've heard their prayers, Father, according to the word, Father God, that it come to pass in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for their callings upon their life.
Amen.
And I thank you, Father God, for the anointings in their life. And I thank you that they're anointed vessels of yours, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Brother Glenn, I just see you and Sister Irma, I just see the Lord just begin to take you. There's wisdom. The Lord said there's wisdom within you. There's much wisdom within the two of you. And I see the Lord begin to take the both of you into many places you've never been before. Never been before, and you're going to give and expound some of the wisdom of God that God has given you. And there are going to be many, I just see like young ones, but they're not young in body, but they're young in spirit, and young even ministers and young people. And I see you beginning to give them godly wisdom in the matters that they need godly wisdom with. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank Amen. You, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a young man back there right in front of my wife. The Lord's Spirit of God just spoke to me, sorrow of spirit. You've just been sorrowing inside. And I just see that there was a brokenness and things that have broken down. There was some tremendous brokenness within you. But I see the Lord just beginning to patch up that brokenness. And I see that the Lord just beginning to minister to you in a way that you can understand. And I see God just using you and raising you up to be that man of God for Him for this time. I see that the God's telling me, the Lord's Spirit of God is saying He's going to place you. There's going to be a placement for you. And He's got the right place for you. And as you seek His mind and His will, that He'll set you in that right place. And there you'll grow and you're going to learn the things of God so that you can come forth in due season, in due time, to minister unto those people who are like you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Just pray in the Spirit. Let's just pray in the Spirit. Let God begin to minister here. Hallelujah. Young man, would you come up here a minute, please? I've got to be obedient to the Spirit. Would you come up here, please? Hallelujah. Now, there's some anointed men here. Doc, Tommy, would you just come over here? Now, the Spirit of God has said, call forth your giftings and your calling. Call it forth. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to call forth your giftings and your calling. Because the Lord has just shown me, like, you don't know where you fit. You don't know what your calling is. So these are anointed men of God. And we're going to lay hands on you. We're going to call it out and call forth your giftings and your calling. And you're going to know where you're going to fit. And you're going to begin to flow in those gifts that God has. Are you baptized in the Holy Ghost?
No.
Okay, well, that's one of the things you need. It's a baptism in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Do you want it? Now, don't be honest. Don't have to tell right now. Okay.
I have a secret for a long time, but kind of got the feeling that there was a schedule at work, you know, and I was struggling in vain to obtain something that I just had to wait for until the timing was right.
That's a free gift, though, isn't it? Just like salvation. You've accepted Jesus. It's free, but you have to ask for this. You've asked?
But there's been, I've had an occult past, and that just seemed to be...
Okay. Well, God knows what time it is and when it'll be, when it'll come forth, but you need that for what it is. So just thank you, brothers. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you now for that. What's your name?
Curtis.
Curtis. We thank you for Curtis right now, Father God. And in Jesus' name, Father God, those things that have bound him in Jesus' name, I thank you for his deliverance and total deliverance. And Father God, that you set him free from all those occult things in Jesus' name, Father God, as he continues on in the deliverance process, Father God, and as he continues to set himself, Father God, with those men, Father God, that would help him to be free in Jesus' name. Father, and we call forth the gifts and the calling of God within his life right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask you that the gifting is God that you've given him, the stirring up those gifts, Father God, now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Father God. Father God, we just begin to bring him, Father God, into the depths of the Lord, Father God. Show him how to overcome in all situations of his life in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Father God. And Father, we just thank you for your word now that you've placed within him and others that would speak the word to him, Father God, and give him the truth of your word. Father, that he would seek continually all the days of his life truth, Father God, and the truth would make him free in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you that you have called Curtis for this day and this time and this hour. And Father, begin to work in his life, Father God, setting him free from those things and calling him forth and setting him in the place where he's to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It'll happen. Hallelujah. Watch the Lord work. Hallelujah. Watch the Lord work.
Thank you, Lord.
Watch the Lord work. Hallelujah. Brother Lyle, would you come up here, please? Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me that you need a freshness. You need a freshness. Brothers, would you come back up here? Hallelujah. You know, you're stale. I mean, that's what God said. You're stale. But he's going to breathe freshness into you. And we're just going to lay hands and begin to stir up the gifts of God within you. And you're going to see a freshness of God like you've never seen before. You're going to see God use you in a way that you've wanted to be used, but it's just been like something stymied you. And you're just going to be abounding in joy. I just see the joy of the Lord just coming over you, and you're just going to be in joy of the Lord. And people were in times past, they didn't want to be in your presence. You're going to see God bringing people into your presence because there's life within you, and there's joy within you, and there's a freshness within you. So, Father, we just thank you now for our brother Lyle. Father God, we just call forth, Father God, his giftings, Father God. We call forth those gifts that you have given him and those fruits, Father God, and his calling, Father, in Jesus' name. We call it out right now. Stir up the gifts within him right now in Jesus' name. Father God, as he was used in the day past, use him again, Father God. And according to your word, Father God, let it come to pass now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that the joy of the Lord is his strength through all of the battles that the enemy is giving, Father God, that the joy of the Lord is there. And Father God, that he abounds once again in your joy. Father God, he abounds again in the joy that you've given him, even in the beginning of his walk, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father God, an anointing once again afresh. Anointing once again afresh, Father God, with those things that you anointed with in the beginning, in Jesus' name. And let him be a powerhouse for you, a powerhouse for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else have anything?
Well, I was thinking about when Samson's hair was shorn, you know, we know he'd lost the power, but his hair began to grow again, and God restored. And I believe Brother Lyle has been trapped, but God's bringing him out of the trap. Hallelujah. And God's going to bring him into fresh liberty in the Holy Ghost and life. And God's going to speak fresh things to you, Lyle, and you're going to know that it's the Holy Ghost and it's not man talking. And the Lord's going to restore. He's going to restore tenfold of that which the enemy has stolen from you, God says. So be open to restoration. But God's going to take you out of the trap, and he's going to take out the snare of the enemy, and you're going to be set free, and you're going to go where the action is, the Lord says. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to read to you something right quick here. Don't go, Tommy. Stay up here. Hallelujah. The Lord has spoke this to me over in Samuel, in 1 Samuel here, and if I can get to it. And I thought perhaps, you know, the Lord wanted to say something here tonight, and he did. He's doing it. In 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 18, and we see David fleeing from Saul.
Amen.
Saul is a type of church. Saul was one that was anointed But then he lost his anointing because he went back to the flesh and he began to do things his way and not according to God's way. Okay? And we see David, who was the type of ones that loved the things of God. He was a man that sought after the things of God. And that's the type of church. We see that this Saul was going after David. But we see in verse 18, so David fled and escaped and came to Samuel to Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and dwelt in Naoth. And it was to Saul saying, behold, David is at Ramah. Naoth in Ramah, and Saul sent messengers to take David, and when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing up as appointed over them, the Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. What God was showing me, even your enemies, when you're in the presence of the prophets, when you're in the presence of where there's prophetic word coming, even the enemies will give the pure word of God. Even your enemies will begin to prophesy and give the word of the Lord. And it goes down and it says that, and when he had told Saul, he sent other messengers and they prophesied likewise. And Saul sent messengers again a third time and they prophesied also. And that's not enough. That's not enough. Saul didn't like it because here's his men. He's sending to get David to take him and kill him and bring him back. And they're prophesying the word of the Lord over him. They're giving the word of God. And it's stirring up people. It's stirring up people today as the word of the Lord comes forth. And it goes on down. And he also, Saul, went to Ramah and came to a great well that is in Sichem and asked and said, where are Samuel and David? And one said, behold, they are at Naoth and Ramah. And he went with her to Naoth and Ramah. And the Spirit of God was upon him also. And he went on and prophesied until he came to Naoth and Ramah. And he stripped off his clothes also. God will strip your enemies. God will strip your enemies of the power that they have over you. And they'll even prophesy the word of God. They'll prophesy. I tell you what, God's raising up a prophetic ministry also today. And they're going to give the sure, true, pure word of God. And you'll know the heart of God and you'll know the direction of God like you've never known before. Hallelujah. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. Praise your Lord. And the Lord spoke to me, anytime you get together with the men that prophesy, the prophets of God, I just want you to begin to pray and stir them up. To some of them need stirring up. And pray to stir them up, and you're going to see the pure word of God come forth. And you're going to see a direction for a people, and they're going to know the direction of the Lord in their lives. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Do you want to... You know, everybody's wanting to hear a word from God. Everybody, God, what should I do in this? What should I do in that? Well, the prophetic word is not to give you every specific little detail of your life. But the prophetic word will give you directions. And God will use the word of God to change the direction perhaps that you're going in and show you the right direction that you're supposed to be going in. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This young couple, would you come up here? Yeah. Are you married?
No.
You're not married? Okay, then you come up here without her, and then she can come up later. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't be nervous. I just saw this nervousness all over when I said, can you come up here? And it's like, oh, no, God. You know, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. You know, and he knows all about you, but he wants to reveal some stuff. Now, all of you that are sitting down, you know, be praying in the Spirit. Be praying and seeing that God will do what He wants to do in these people's lives. Don't, when you get up here, you don't want them just sitting there watching. You want them praying too. You want God to give you the pure word. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Well, in Jesus' name, I just rebuke that nervousness right now. I command you to get off this young man in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, loose your hold from him right now. In Jesus' name, yes, contentment and peace right now. In Jesus' name, that's it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I see the Lord has spoke to me talents. And I just see that the talents that God has given you, you've just really not been using them for the kingdom like you want to use them. And I see like there's been some stymies, some things that just kind of kept you from it. Some of them are personal, he says, and some of them are just otherwise, out in the bodies of Christ and things. But I see God beginning to take those talents that he's given you, because he didn't want you to sit on your lees with them. He wants you to begin to bring these talents out and begin to use them. And I see God beginning to stir up people around you, and others that didn't see the talents before, they're going to see those talents that you have. And you're going to begin to use them like you've never used them before. I see God beginning to, as He's showing me these pictures, they're running fast in my mind. I just see just many things, that many talents that you have, and it's just awesome the things that's been held back. You've literally been held back, and it's been the enemy that's held back. But God has severed the ties of the enemy,
Hallelujah.
Has severed those ties in His workings, and you're going to begin to come forward into the ministry that God has called you in, and you're going to be set into that perfect place that God has for you. There's a perfect place for you. You know, and the Lord said He's been searching and searching and searching and searching and searching. But I've got the perfect place for Him. And He's going to speak to you. And it's going to be in the night season He's going to tell you. And you're going to go there and you'll fit like a hand in a glove. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Father, in Jesus' name right now, in Jesus' name, Brother Glenn and Doc and them or whoever, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just come, we call forth the gifts and the talents and the callings of God within this brother's life right now in Jesus' name. Father God, he's anointed for your service. And Father, we thank you now for that anointing in his life. We thank you that you perform the word even in his life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, now we call him up and stir up those things in Jesus' name. And even as the Lord is speaking to me, even as the wise man that had the five talents and he brought back 10 unto the Lord, that's you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister. Hallelujah. I appreciate these gentlemen. I tell you, when they come, when these men come up here, you know, you can't probably tell it, but when they come up here, there is anointing in agreement when they come up here. There is anointing in agreement. And God, just keep praying up there. Hallelujah. And you don't be nervous either. You're nervous. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for peace and contentment there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just keep getting the word distress. Like there's a distress. I don't know if it's in a workplace or maybe it doesn't apply or nothing, but I just can't get the word distress. Or maybe that's not the right word, but there's it's just like distress or stress. Maybe that's what it is, stress. There's things happening around you anyway that's keeping you in confusion. There's things that's keeping you in turmoil. There's things around you that have kept you really from in the study of the pure Word of God. And I, you know, that's just been a lot of things. And God's saying He's going to put a halt to that. He's going to put a halt to all those things. And you're going to be able to get into the pure Word of God. And you're going to be able to study the Word of God. And there's going to, just as our brother here has said, the Lord said, it's going to be new light to you as you read the Word of God. And God's going to give you understanding in the Scriptures. And God's going to give you an understanding with young. He just says, with the young, you're going to give you understanding to teach the young. And you're going to begin to see the young be full of the Holy Ghost. And signs and wonders are going to be flowing in the young. And you're going to be the one that's going to teach him. God's going to raise you up and set you in that perfect place, even as that brother. You're going to be set in that perfect place just like a glove to minister for God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anything? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's call forth the gifts and the calling. However, let's Father, we just thank you now for the gifts and the calling in our sister's life and the talents that she has. Father God, we call them out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father God, for your glory. Father God, that she would give you the glory for all of the things in her life now in Jesus' name. Father, that you would give her a peace that passes all understanding and all things. And Father God, that she would be submissive wherever you set her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Okay, in Jesus' name, we loose our sister from the things of yesterday now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, right now. In Jesus' name, we break the curse of those and the power of those words spoken in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I put the word of God. Yes. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Line up with the word of God. In the name of Jesus. Be healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be healed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
I speak shalom.
Yes.
Yes.
Right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Yes. In Jesus' name. Yes, in Jesus' name. Loose your mind. Come out of it now, in Jesus' name. Right now.
Go. Go. Loose. All of you. Leave off. Leave off.
Cleanses to the purifying of the flesh. How much more will the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb without blemish, cleanse her conscience from dead works to serve the living God? She's cleansed by the blood. You can't torment her anymore when it's wrong. Come out. All of you. All of you.
This is church. Hallelujah. This is church. This is what church should be like. There, Smith Wigglesworth gave a prophetic word to Dr. Lester Summerall. And he said that before the return of Christ, that Dr. Summerall would see it. The greatest harvest, the greatest revival and outpouring that was ever going to happen. And he said this is the sign for Lester Summerall that the Mississippi would overflow its banks like it had never overflown before. And it happened last year. And he said that this outpouring would begin in Australia. Two men of God come back from Australia and said there have been violent, violent salvations, violent deliverances like this, violent healings, violent things. The kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. No, no, no. What about Kamakore, but if it's Sinia, but that of the Barakoka, my son, Matala, that of what it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe this is what church is about, isn't it, brother? I can't tell you enough. You're going to see more of this happening. You know, the Spirit of God revealed to me that there's going to be just a tremendous amount of body ministry, as is spoken here. And He revealed that to me in 1987. And I really longed for that. But I hadn't seen it. But I'm beginning to see now in our travels. I'm beginning to see the body beginning to minister. I'm beginning to see God bring a unity in a people. And it's because He's restoring the ministries, the fivefold ministries. There's restoration there. Hallelujah. 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 You have anything? Okay. Praise God. Prayer meeting tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. Be here. When you come to pray, I'll tell you what, there's a lot happens in prayer here. There's a lot. I can't express it enough. There's a lot of things that happen in prayer. Father, we thank You now for Your Word as it's come forth this evening. Father, we thank You that You have raised up men and women, Father God, to proclaim the good news, the gospel, the kingdom of God, the end time word, Father God, in this day, in this generation. Father, we thank You that we've received some of that word this evening. Yes. Father God, that word would permeate even our hearts and our spirits, Father God, and cause us, Father God, to think on these things. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for Jesus, our risen Savior. Lord, now tomorrow as we come, as people come here, that they would come expecting, not only expecting, but also how they can give back to You. As they are reasonable, our reasonable service, Father God, is to offer ourselves as living sacrifices. Father, they can offer themselves that way tomorrow, even as they have this day. Father, I thank You, and I believe that You're pleased with what has went on this day. So, Father, I thank You that You bless the campground once again, that You would bless Brother Glenn and Sister Irma with all of their endeavors once again. Father, that You would bless everyone that works here in this campground with blessings, Father God. Father God, whether they be in the natural or whether they be in the spirit, but bless them. Father, I ask that You would bless every speaker that has come here, Father God, and that every speaker that would continue to come here, Father God, with revelation knowledge in Your Word. Father God, bless them, Father God, with the anointing, Father God, in their lives, that they would be anointed vessels to give forth the pure Word in Jesus' name. Father, that the Word has come forth so far, even in this time of the Feast of Passover, Father God, that people would hear, Father God, and have a Word. And Father, that You would begin to bless them as they go back to their places to share the truth. That they would begin to propagate this Word in Jesus' name. And Father, that You would even begin to add and to multiply unto it in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask blessings upon Your people. I bless them on their coming in. Bless them on their going out. Bless them, Father God, as they minister life to a lost and dying generation in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. It's raining, it's raining, it's raining once again. The Spirit of the Lord is moving like a mighty rushing wind. The Holy Ghost and fire is pouring on all men. He's giving us the power to bring the harvest in. The prophet said that in the last days the Spirit would come, that we'd begin to prophesy and speak in other tongues. Your young men would see visions, your old men would dream dreams, as He pours out the former and latter day rain. It's raining, it's raining, it's raining once again. The Spirit of the Lord is moving like a mighty rushing wind. The Holy Ghost and fire is pouring on all men. He's giving us the power to bring the harvest in. Yes, it's raining, it's raining, it's raining once again. The Spirit of the Lord is moving like a mighty rushing wind. The Holy Ghost and fire is pouring on all men. He's giving us the power to bring the harvest in. Yes, He's giving us the power to bring the harvest in. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBC www.bibleonline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.